반칙.
Hello?
No.
Yes, hi, good morning. It's Stella. I'm returning a call from Family First Home Care. I see you tried reaching us yesterday.
I just basically wanted to know how do you go about getting started up? Like I have a my little brother, he's like mentally challenged and I wanted to put him in I wanted to set him up with some type of home health aid.
Sure, which age is he?
He's 41.
41. So you can either sign up a family member to work for him, or you can sign up, like, we can bring a caregiver to help him. Does he have Medicaid?
Yeah, public assistance, SNAP benefits and all that. Keystone First.
Keystone First, got it. So what we can do is I'll just need his basic information, and I'll have a specialist help you get him approved for home care, and then you can decide who you would like to sign up as a caregiver. Like it could be yourself, it could be a
Yeah, I
family
was going
member, a
to.
friend. Oh, it's gonna be
Yeah,
yourself.
I wanted to know is how do you go about the hours? How many hours do you get?
So Medicaid will come down and do an evaluation. They will decide how many hours. Actually, it will be Keystone that will decide how many hours they can get approved, and then they'll just send it over to us, and you'll be able to work that amount of hours.
Okay. And
And what?
what's the pay rate that you guys pay?
So it would depend. In which county are you?
Philly.
Philly. And so if it's more than 40 hours a week, then you'll get overtime. So I would say if it's less than 40 hours, we can do a pay rate like a $14 or $15 an hour. If it's more
Okay.
than 40, the pay rate will be a bit less, but you'll get time and a half for anything over 40. So it will just equal out.
Okay.
Do you have
Okay.
like his name and date of birth so I can just pull up his information to make sure everything is good and it's Medicaid again?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, give me 2 minutes. Let me just pull it up.
To I need your ID and your medical card. And give me that envelope in the basement that we changed in the Walker office yesterday.
So what's his first and last name?
First name is Timothy, and his last name is Tillman. You got the ID on you, Tim? Timmy.
How do I spell his last name?
Tillman is
Like Wiggly.
T-I-L. What's your ID at, Tim?
I don't hear
Hello?
Yes.
It's T-I-L
Okay.
G-G-H-M-A-N.
Got it. And what's his date of birth?
2/23/1984.
2/23/1984.
Yep.
Let me see. Okay, perfect. I see he has Keystone. I see everything sounds good. And what? Let me just take down his exact address. What is that?
Hello.
Yeah, so what's the address where he lives at?
2/8/1/8 Lardner Street.
How to spell that?
LARDNER.
Okay.
I
And
mean,
that's.
this is where I see it, but his address, I'm sorry, is 1700 Plum Street.
1700 what?
Plum,
Plum.
PLUM, Plum Street, yeah.
Okay, and what's the zip code?
19124 over
And it's Philadelphia, right?
there. Yeah.
And is there any minors in his house, like any kids under 18?
No, not over there at Plum Street.
Okay.
I'm his primary caretaker.
Got it. 1 minute. What's your name and number?
My name is Michael. Last name Wall, W-A-U-G-H.
W-A?
U-G-H.
U-G-H. And the phone number I called, is that the best contact number for you?
Yes.
Got it. Should I put in for you, that number for your brother as well?
Yes.
Okay. One second. I think I'm all set for now. Let me see if I can get a specialist available for you now, because she can assist you in getting him approved so we can start the process. Can you hold on the line 2-3 minutes?
Sure.
Okay, just give me 2 minutes. Hi, okay. So actually, all of the specialists are currently busy, but are you able to take down a phone number for the broker so you can schedule the first assessment, like for Medicaid to come down?
Sure.
Let me know when you're available.
So you say you gotta come out to my house?
Yes, just like they'll come down to actually to Timothy, wherever he is, and just see how many hours they can approve.
So do I gotta go to his primary doctor for anything at first, or no?
So no, the first thing I'll just take down that number, and then actually I think they got ready right now, the specialist, so I will be able to transfer you once you have the number. And they're going to help you, like, they're going to have all the answers.
All right, go ahead. What's the number?
That's 877.
877.
550.
Yeah.
4227.
And what is this for again?
That's like they're called the broker for the first assessment.
Okay.
Okay, and we are actually family first home care, so like you should have that in mind. Let me transfer to Abigail right now. She's going to be able to assist you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What?
I said okay.
Okay, perfect. I'll transfer right over, and
all right.
If you just any questions, ask her. Thank you so much.
That's all right. No problem.